Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we do a quick double shot. First, a quick shout out to Tom Tangney. You might know his name. He's worked at Cairo Radio for 37 freaking years. He's a guy that's been working with Tom Curley over there. John Curley, sorry. After 37 years at Cairo, all right, so one spot. He is moving on today, believe it or not, was his last day. So everyone was giving him their well wishes. We wish you luck. Maybe you can get to a career now that pays. Now.
Hopefully you can enjoy retirement.
I know.
You know what I mean?
That's why he worked there that long.
Go see some sunshine.
Yeah. But today we also toast 20-year-old Lucy Battle of Burnley, England. Now, like a lot of people, Lucy has some stuff she just doesn't want anymore. And in Lucy's case, she had a brown two-seater sofa that she wanted to get rid of. So she uploaded a picture of it and posted it on her local Facebook Marketplace page and just said, hey, man, it's for sale and, quote, needed to go today. That's her quote. Well, Lucy was surprised that her rather ordinary sofa garnered hundreds of comments. Couldn't wrap her head around it. So finally she reviewed her post. Everything there was normal. Then she looked at the picture and realized people have made a mistake here. You see, the picture she posted, in addition to the sofa, also featured prominently her seven-month-old son, Oscar. So the indication was that seven-month-old Oscar was up for sale. Again, he was prominently in the photo. Lucy then clarified, hey, I meant the sofa, not the child, because all the inquiries were about the kid. Eventually, she did manage to sell the sofa because one person out of hundreds of comments was actually interested in the sofa. But otherwise, she could have gotten high dollar for Oscar.
Damn. Well, were people just like, hey, just so you know your kid's in there, or like, I'll buy a kid?
Everyone, and presumably they're being humorous, but everyone's like, I'll trade you my teenage daughter for the kid.
All right,
I'll buy the kid. Does the kid play well with us? She just didn't know, so she just saw these posts. Like, the hell, how many people could possibly want a brown two-seater sofa? And then she realized, oh, damn. And she says, man, I put the wrong picture in. There was a picture that was just a sofa, hit the wrong one, uploaded it, and there you go. The good news is, seven-month-old Oscar, very popular there in England.
Jesus.
People pay top dollar for that kid. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
Hey, don't let that be a damper, fellas. Damn. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve Throw Hill, could you please have a run? How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
All right, Stefan, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yes.
All right, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Interior Oh, geez. My options. Let's go to the Wonderful World of Drugs.
All right, here is your story, international style. Canadian, American, and Australian law enforcement, they teamed up to hamper the international flow of narcotics after several kilograms of a drug were found encased in a painting. They say the multi-jurisdictional effort led to the arrest of an Australian man. But while conducting inspections in Canada, Canadian Border Services Agency officers discovered suspected drugs in a package that were destined for Western Australia. So they removed the narcotics and replaced them with a placebo before sending it back on its way to Australia. Well, upon entry to Australia, the Australian Federal Police, they had the package delivered basically to a home. And then a subsequent search warrant, they finally executed that, and the placebo drug package was found buried in that homeowner's garden. And all 4.1 kilograms of drugs were seized by police, and a 38-year-old man was arrested. He's facing charges of attempting to possess a commercial quantity of unlawfully imported border-controlled drugs, blah, blah, blah. Here's the question. What drugs did they discover in Canada, replaced with a placebo, and then send the placebo on its way to the guy in Australia? Was it cocaine, fentanyl, oxys, or meth? So cocaine, fentanyl, oxys, or meth?
I'm going
to
guess it's cocaine.
Okay. Cocaine. Ted,
did you say what province it was found in first?
I don't know.
It's just in Canada.
Is that going to help you?
Well, yeah, frankly.
Because I don't know, but East Coast, West Coast, there's different drug flows, depending where it originated.
I just watched a whole show on Netflix, dramatic series, about the crime in Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it was a pretty good show.
Oui.
I'm going to go meth. Methamphetamines.
I think I like to party. I'm going to go cocaine.
Meth people like to party.
I know that, but I mean, if you have your choice, if you're going to send one.
By the time I see them, they seem a lot less.
Yeah, exactly.
They seem like, partied out.
They're ready to always
meth,
party.
Cocaine. Yeah, I mean,
you guys ready to party?
That's right. All right, Steven. You want to go, cocaine? Final answer.
Yes, final answer.
We'll find out what they tried to smuggle. Was it cocaine, fentanyl, oxys, or meth next?
That was a tease. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Butchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories drugs on profile. That's Canadian, American, and Australian authorities. They busted being drugs, being hidden in a piece of art headed to Australia.
Yeah.
Canadian officials actually found the drugs, replaced them with a placebo.
Correct.
The bus of the guy who buried them in his backyard when they got to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, what were the drugs? Was it cocaine, fentanyl, oxys, or meth?
Yeah, that is a question that we did pose. Like someone says, hey man, it's got to be cocaine based on the fact that you read the substance weight in kilos. And I pointed out, hey man, it's Canadian and Australian authorities. There's only two countries on Earth that don't use the metric system. We're one, and then some like small country in Africa. Yeah. So all of their weights are going to be
also,
in kilos.
Also, when you buy drugs in the United States, it's still a kilo of cocaine if you buy that much.
Right.
Correct.
That is definitely the case. That's what I've heard anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of, right, like weed comes in pounds. Almost everything else comes in kilos. And
someone else points out, I would say that because it was replaced with a placebo, that'd be a drug that can be legal sometimes. So they're going OxyContin. Not bad. Now, Stephen, we asked you. You went with cocaine and agreed with Miles Montgomery. It was not cocaine. Ted, you went old school, went with meth.
Meth. Methamphetamines.
You are correct. Okay. Hooray for meth.
Told you, man. That show is referencing now. It's called Bad Blood.
So in that case, Ted, based on what you know, the little bit that you've seen of the Canadian drug culture, would you guess that's coming from, say, the east side or the west side of Canada? In other words, coming from B.C. or Ontario?
From what I can tell on that show, it seems like a bulk of it comes from Montreal and that port.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got mafia, you got motorcycle clubs.
Yeah, and that much meth that they're moving, man. So
yeah.
All right. So, yeah, probably the east coast of Canada.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Mr. Meyers. Trevor Noah.
Oh, Trevor's on there.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is late night. It's all these guys have teams of talented writers, help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
With everybody decorating for the holidays, the FAA is warning people not to shine laser light displays into the sky. The pilots are actually fine with the lasers. It's the emotional support cats that go on board that go nuts.
With space. Fallon.
Yeah,
it's Fallon.
Everyone's starting to decorate for the holidays, so the FAA is warning people not to shine laser light displays into the sky. The pilots are actually fine with the lasers. It's the emotional support cats on board that go nuts. They're just like...
Pfizer and Moderna say they are working on vaccines for the... How do you say that new variant? Omicron?
Omicron.
All right. Pfizer and Moderna say they are already working on vaccine for Omicron variant, while Johnson & Johnson are just cheering them on.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
That is Fallon.
Pfizer and Moderna both say that they're already working on vaccines for the Omicron variant, while Johnson & Johnson is cheering them on.
Dr. Oz, you know, the doctor from TV. Well, he's thinking about running for Senate in Pennsylvania and has a very good chance of running or winning because Republicans love guys from TV.
Ted Smith. Me, Ted Smith.
It is, but I wrote that before Mike brought anything up. We'll say that for the record. As soon as he brought it up, I was like, you SOB. Now when I tell my joke. That sounds like, I think he announced it days ago, Mike.
Sorry.
In Canada right now, there's a nationwide shortage of maple syrup. It's a big deal, and you know who the biggest customer is? It's us. Canada makes 73% of the maple syrup in the world, and we buy 60% of it. It's like they opened a donut shop next to a Jenny Craig.
Kimmel.
Yeah, Kimmel.
Yeah, it's Kimmel.
In Canada right now, there's a nationwide shortage of maple syrup. For real. And it's a big thing. You know who the biggest consumer of syrup is? Is us. We buy 60% of Canadian syrup. They make 73% of syrup in the world. We buy 60% of it. It's like they opened a donut shop next to a Jenny Craig. They know we can't resist and they...
A new study found that babies start to develop a sense of humor after 1 month, which is pretty obvious when your baby is like, what's the deal with naps? Why am I so tired? What am I so tired from? All I do is sleep.
Seth Meyers.
It's actually Fallon.
Hey, I saw that a new study said that babies start to develop a sense of humor after 1 month. It's pretty obvious when your baby's like, what's the deal with naps? What am I so tired from? All I did before this was sleep.
I will say, adults do it too, right? Everybody does it.
What's that?
Like if people are laughing, right? Like that's the thing you learn in radio, right? Like a lot of times if we're laughing about something, even though somebody listening might not exactly get the joke, we're laughing, people start laughing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're in a movie theater, people laugh. But it is funny, like babies, especially little babies, like they'll just start laughing at it. If everybody's laughing, they laugh. Yeah,
they laugh at the dumbest ass too, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, and they're not
bright. It's a fun time. It is a fun time. I mean, if you play peekaboo, that's you are the equivalent of Kevin Hart, right? I mean, like, you are that funny to them.
Sticking your tongue out.
Like, bro, I'm covering my eyes. This ain't funny.
Miles mentioned a new show with Kevin Hart. Your
True Story.
True Story. Is that what it's called again?
Yeah.
All right. So it's based in Philadelphia. Wesley Snipes is in it, too. I do agree. Wesley Snipes is pretty good at it. I'm sure you brought it up. That is an intense show.
Yes, it is.
Like, it's funny to start, but there's some serious S in there.
You should tell people, then, like, it has Kevin Hart and Wesley Snipes. Think more Wesley Snipes than Kevin Hart. Can you say Kevin Hart? I'm like, comedy!
He plays the perfect role.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes, like, intense.
Yeah, I mean, he legit looks like a dude from Philly. Mm-hmm. Even just some of the outfits he wears, you're like, that's exactly what that guy would be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
But I checked that one out. That's pretty good. I might dive into an episode of that tonight. All right. Now, the other big thing that comes around or that came out this year that's out now is Tiger King 2. Has anybody in here watched it?
No. No desire.
Yeah. I was sitting there last night after I did a brand new episode of the podcast, and I was like, you know, let me at least watch it, right? So the weirdest thing about it is when Tiger King 2 starts, they kind of take you back to the Tiger King phenomenon and how everything was shutting down at that time.
Right.
I don't know. Now we're so caught up in arguing about everything and elections and vaccines, not vaccines. You kind of forget those first, like it was scary for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody was scared, right? Like, we can admit that. And everybody was like, all right, we're shutting things down, blah, blah, blah. But I think they did a good job of showing, like, this is how it got so popular.
Right. That is specifically why.
Yeah.
Because you had nothing to do.
Right, so I watched it last night, and when you watch like a new show, sometimes it's hard to like stop it from starting the new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy to stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because also you kind of forget with the Tiger King stuff. Like now that we know everything, it's like they're all crappy people.
Yeah, now that you know who they are, like, they're not interesting.
Right, he's a bad person. Carol Baskin.
One guy's dead.
Like Carol Baskin is a bad person. I don't know if they got to that yet. They'll get to him in a minute.
Okay. I think he OD'd or drank himself to death or something.
Yeah, but this is just picking up where it left off. It's just insanity. I also forgot how crazy we all were for the Tiger King. But with that said, I have Tiger King sucks. It's somebody else.
It's never going to stop.
Probably, if they haven't yet, they never will, bro. Yeah,
probably not. But like the other thing is, what they're going to do in Tiger King 2 is they show you, and that Carol Baskin's lady, some of the stuff, and there's like, there's some people leave some mean messages on her voicemail and her place.
Sure.
Yeah. We're going to come down there and kill you. So you start out.
You know mean messages.
That's mean.
We're going to come down and kill you. Mean.
You start to feel bad for her.
You sound like my brother now.
Yeah.
I'm just working the stuff.
Oh, man. I used that voice and told part of that story to somebody. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And they were like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. But I was like, that's just how he talks.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't change. Probably why he's a good official and referee.
Dude flatlines all the time.
Yeah. But yeah, then you learn more about Joe's upbringing and stuff. It's interesting if you care.
I don't, though.
I don't know outside of doing this segment if I actually would have watched it. Because...
Yeah, fair enough.
I did watch it. It was four episodes, right?
Or five,
I mean...
You've watched the whole season?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you hadn't watched it.
Yeah, I watched it.
The second one.
Oh, not the second one.
Jesus. Right. That's what we're saying.
Sorry. Like, I was guilty. No, I'm not watching that crap. I've already been through it.
Right, the first one, right. And there wasn't sports on, there wasn't this or that. You know what I mean? So, like, that's all you did was sit around and watch TV. So this is what I'm saying. Like, I watched the first episode. But again, outside of this job, like, I'm not dying to go home and turn it back on.
Even if it's a movie, I think I'm more apt to watch a prequel than a sequel. Of any movie
Yeah.
I mean, I watched Anchorman 2. You know what I mean? If I really liked something the first time around, but for the most part, if they're going to do it again,
It's like, okay, it's the same formula. I get what they're doing. Actually, I watched Bad Santa 2 the other night, so
I'm going to do a Jaws prequel.
I'm lying. But.
Yeah, but you're a Bad Santa apologist.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Some things in December to look forward to. Number one, football.
Yes.
The NFL's in full swing. Remember, last weekend was basically the last full weekend of college football. So this Saturday coming up, you'll have championship games. There'll be a one-off random game. Somebody's, like a couple teams. But you're not going to have every conference having conference games, right. This and that. That part of college football is done.
And with that, 2 weeks away from
Army-Navy?
Saturday NFL?
Okay, so that's where I'm getting
to. We're close, right?
Right, so this weekend you have the championship games, and then I believe the next weekend is reserved for Army-Navy, and there might be some other game. But yeah, then NFL goes, all right,
it's always a grambling.
Saturday's open. Last game.
There might be.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah, they're like, Saturday's open, we're gonna put it in there. So you have the NFL coming up there. Also, you'll have bowl games for college football starting on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland's going bowling.
Are they?
They are.
Where are they going?
Bowl did they get their ass?
They'll find out probably Sunday, I think, the bowls select everything. I don't know, but more than likely, it's either going to be, look, it ain't going to be close to New Year's.
No.
And they have one option that could be a warm weather environment, which Miles would be excited about.
Yes.
Because it's in Arizona, and they could play West Virginia.
Okay.
That's a good rivalry. But we already played West Virginia this year. Go Terps. They won.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you don't know if that bowl game will take it. Look, it's Maryland. Fans don't travel well. But one thing is,
and no one watches them.
They might go to Detroit. And it's like, nobody's going to show up to that game. Detroit, like 2 days after Christmas?
No.
Hell with that.
If it ain't the Super Bowl.
Oregon plays Utah tomorrow. That's not bad. 10 versus number 17.
Is that tomorrow or Friday?
I'm sorry, on Friday. Saturday, Baylor, Oklahoma State. There are some decent matchups.
You know what I like? Right. Is that Miles is looking at the schedule. Yeah. Ted's like, you're wrong.
Right. I know. That's what I'm saying. There's not a full slate of games. That's what I said. These are conference championship games. So you're right. Friday night's Pac-12. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday's ACC, Big Ten.
Wow.
ACC, or AAC, SEC. Mm-hmm. I think it ends there. So you got the bowl games. MLS Cup. Probably doesn't matter now in this city. That's on December 11th. Let's see. There's a bunch of good holiday shows. Even tonight, you got like the Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony.
You gonna watch that?
I am not.
But you do this segment. You have to.
You must.
Yes.
I want to review.
Just like if your mom was still here.
Yeah.
If she were here, you're watching it tonight, right?
Oh, for sure.
Right. My mom's on that same train. Like, you know,
did she get up last Thursday to watch the...
Yes, my mom did.
I guarantee she did. She didn't even watch her own goddamn son officiate football. I can promise you that she watched Snoopy float down Fifth Avenue, or wherever the hell they do it.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Did they have Baby Yoda this year?
They did.
They did have a Baby Yoda this year.
SNL style.
What's up, bitches? Yee.
Mike, you've got to look up Baby Yoda on SNL. It is awesome. And he's a jackass.
Yeah, kind of pulls back the curtain on Baby Yoda.
Let's see. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's returning for its 15th season.
Wow.
Full disclosure. Didn't know they were still making them.
Yeah, I thought a couple of years ago they said like they were wrapping it up.
I thought so, too.
That's what I thought, and maybe they were considering it, I don't know. But, yeah, I saw a commercial for it over the weekend. I'm like, same thing as you. Like, oh, the show making them. Okay, good for them.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes with comedies, too. Like, now, granted, The Office had different players come and go, or actors come
and
go.
But also, it was network, so it's always a lot more clear about what's going to be on, right?
But, right, I guess I'm just saying, I don't know if there's any series that's, like, over 10 to 12 years or seasons that I've actually stuck with.
Yeah, that's a hard,
typically fade off.
Right, like I love The Wire, but what do they have? Six seasons? Seven?
Six
maybe?
Or seven.
Right. Like Breaking Bad was awesome. But what is that, Mike, total? Like again, six or seven?
Yeah, six.
Yeah.
I feel like cable knows when to kill a show and you try to go out on top. Where network, Grey's Anatomy, Law and Order. And look, I don't watch the show. I don't know if they're good or bad, right? But as long as they're getting that sponsorship money,
they make a ton of money.
Yeah, and you got a bunch of holiday shows coming up and this and that. I guess the other thing with It's Always Sunny is like most of those actors have gone on to be in some pretty big films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all doing well. They must love doing the show because none of them need to do it.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure a couple of them write on the show and stuff.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, two of them are married.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But it's not the two you would think. So, yeah, they do a good job of doing that. You mentioned it, Christmas Rockefeller Center, 8 p.m. NBC, FXX, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 15th season premiere, that's 10 p.m. And then, I'm going to recommend Fallon tonight, and I think everybody in the city or listening to this station is going to be at first. You're like, oh, Seth Rogen, cool. Next is Machine Gun Kelly. I'll leave it at that. And then the musical act is Macklemore.
Also, Machine Gun Kelly is not the musical act.
He's not.
Okay.
He's probably just going to be on there being creepy.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman crashes her Maserati while driving naked with her kid in the car. Meanwhile, customers wait in line in a drive-thru while one worker sampled another salad bar. Man steals $360 in Viagra and faces stiff fine or doing hard time. DC principal fired after doing a side gig as a principal at a Rhode Island school online. And a man recovering from open-heart surgery, he gets a get-well lottery ticket from his friend. Hits for $1 million. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to the lovely world of the internet where a new TikTok is gaining traction online. The video features a driver in a fast food drive-through lane screaming at the intercom that he had been waiting to have his order taken for 20 minutes. Turns out that the two employees working inside were taking a break, if you will, relieving a bit of stress out in the back alley. Video has been seen hundreds of thousands of times with just as many comments about the situation.
Well, I think it's part of the McDonald's fish sandwich.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thanks to an astute texter, I did Urban Dictionary.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Featured tomorrow on Dirty Big Dummy on the Men's Room Happy Hour. Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah.
In other news, we go to California where officers responded to calls of an accident. What they found at the scene was an SUV that had crashed into a pole, and inside was the driver, who was naked for whatever reason, and her two-year-old daughter. Neither of the two were seriously injured, and an investigation is underway as to what caused the accident, but they're under the impression that drugs may have been involved in the situation.
Okay, don't say. Naked SUV Maserati.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a good naked police experience or a bad naked police experience?
I'm saying good.
With that kind of money, I'm saying good.
Me too.
Because we know how that works, right?
That's what I'm saying too. Good to see the nations of the world coming together. RCMP officers in BC, Canada came across an interesting find on a painting that was about to ship out of the country. We may have covered this just a few moments ago. And along with the painting were mass quantities of methamphetamine, Working with the USDEA and DSHS, they replaced the meth with a placebo that allowed it to continue on to its final destination in Australia, where local authorities were able to obtain a search warrant and bust the operation. Mm. Good work, gang. A man in D.C. is in hot water for having his second job. The man was working as an assistant principal of a local middle school, but was also working full-time as a principal for an academy in Rhode Island. The double shift went on for about 4 months before he was finally brought up for violating the district code of conduct, and now an investigation is underway.
Is that against the rules?
That's what I was wondering.
I guess it is. I don't know why, because no one was complaining about the job that this guy was doing. It's just that they found out, you know? So it's one thing if you're like, dude, he's just not there. He seems to be lax on it. I don't understand that.
Absolutely.
But in this case, and I don't know if he was, but if he was doing a good job, why do you care?
I'm glad I'm not the only one thinking this, because I read that story. I'm thinking, why do we care that the man had two different jobs? Okay, he's in two different counties. He's the assistant principal for one, so he's, I don't know all the detailed jobs of an assistant principal, but
disciplinarian.
Right.
Yeah, you're the bad cop, but you...
Yeah, and you got to handle, like, most of the crap.
Right.
From students, anyway. You know, the principal would talk to parents. Vice principal deals with all the garbage that goes on with students, but they said one of them he was doing virtually, because that's how that school district
right,
rolls.
The Rhode Island.
The other one, right, he's in person.
Right. And he was virtual in Rhode Island. He's the president, so he... Principal.
Right.
So he's taking care of the parents for one, like you said, over Zoom calls. It's all digital. It's not like he's not on campus. It's all digital. What's the big hang-up?
Yeah, if he's doing a good job, I don't know.
We might need to revisit that code of conduct there.
I agree.
Out there. Not far down the road in Bethesda, Maryland, a man was given a chance to avoid trouble. We may have covered him just a little bit earlier on as well. He was at the local pharmacy when he was notified that his insurance would not cover the cost of his erectile dysfunction medication, and he would have to front the cost of over $350. Without much thought, he grabbed the medication and took off from the pharmacy. Authorities were told by the owner that he wasn't looking to seek charges if he just returned the medication. After two phone calls that he hung up on and a disregard for a texted warning on his phone, he didn't return the stolen goods and he was arrested.
Yeah, I mean, instead of that, I just think in his mind, he's like, I'm going to be arrested either way.
Right.
Because I would just assume it's a setup, even if it wasn't.
In Massachusetts, one man's recovery got a little bit easier thanks to the kindness of a friend. While recovering from open-heart surgery, his friend gave him a Get Well Soon card with three scratch-off lotto tickets inside. Feeling the good luck energy thanks to his initials being the first things that he scratched off, he was elated to find that he was the lucky $1 million winner.
Wow. I'm telling you, his friend, as much as he's pretending he's happy about that, he's not.
Right. He's looking for a little commission for roping that thing in on that thing.
Yeah.
And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you up next exclusively on the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Happy Hour.
Yes, indeed, it is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
parts.